Yes.
So it's showing it's set back here. And then it's showing it's set back here. So it is only at this lower level.
All right, again, that's where it's pretty difficult.
Go back to the start plan. So you can see, so this lower level comes up to the second floor, so it needs the variance, but also this little portion of the second floor addition.
Is that right? That's the portion that's...
Yeah, but they are setting it back.
Still kind of...
No, they're not touching with them, the third floor, they call it.
Right.
Of the bedroom floor.
Yeah, so this, the top floor doesn't change, the third floor doesn't change. The second floor, they just need a variance.
And it was very hard to cover, so there's a deck.
It's a deck right now?
It's a brass deck.
It's about...
Yeah.
It's about 9 or 10 square feet that they need a variance for that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So with like, I remember it was 10, so how do you have hours though?
All right. Farmer's sounding good.
So sometimes they move calendars quicker, but...
All right.
Probably have to...
I've blocked out the morning.
Okay, great. No problem. The other question is, you know, what hearing starts the progress officer?
Oh, no, I think that was the question.
That was far out.
Are they pushing to go up?
Unfortunately, I'm an opposite of this.
This much light versus this much light.
Oh, no doubt. Well, no, well, they should have by that.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, I think just Minerva.
Minerva is a little one. I'm from your notes.
No.
I've seen on something. Oh, Douglas.
Douglas.
Okay, great. Yes, it's Douglas.
And Minerva.
Echo or consent, your face would be... Okay, right now we have Minerva on, but we'll add on.
Douglas. Minerva should be moved to June. 22 is the next meeting.
6:22?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Adrian, who had his bucket, did he return? That's the, Miguel.
Yeah.
Thank you. showing pictures and plans at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm moving the list, so it's like, oh, so you see the diagram, and see, it's always the best, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You get to do this, it's, I'm not having that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. We don't need to see the big number.
Yeah, I have to, oh, it is.
Okay, it's a good game.
I wonder if you want to.
How do you see this?
If I'm not, it's a good design, it's a couple, it's a lot of people.
Who do you call for your big game?
Your boss.
Oh.
Just here. Because it's not as big as the population one.
Okay, well, that's a lot.
But it's smaller than the, it's a lot of social space. So it's like you can see, you can see.
Because you let it work, actually, because you don't, you can't see, they can't see, and then you can't see them. Exactly.
It's like, what's higher, it's your way, it's a joke.
It's high, but it was not high enough. Then I said, we kind of need stairs to put that one.
Yeah.
But I think this room has everything. I just, I don't.
Okay, so.
It's big enough. Because it's.
Not much, but it's very bigger. Yes, it's more than. And when you do work, you do all the things that. When you take one, you take one for, you know, planning, to get there, it's going to actually.
But the condition is. So when you have to speak, you have to post the podium then.
But there's only one, you need to.
Yeah.
So you're going to specific unit, right?
Yeah, so we're going to continue it to the June calendar, but we'll call it at the beginning of the hearing, and you can say whatever comments you have about it, but just wanted to let you know that it will be continued to the June hearing, because there's an issue with the notification, and the notification, they need to renotice, but yeah.
Okay, that's all.
So I'll let you know.
Thanks.
You ready, Scott?
Good morning, we're calling to order the May 25th, 2011 variance hearing on Scott Sanchez, the zoning administrator, here with Ava Atticar Taylor, who will be at the controls today as the executive secretary. Just to give some general information on the hearing today, the order of presentation will be the applicant and/or the property owner. They'll be allowed 5 minutes to present oral arguments as to how the 5 findings required to meet a variance, to grant a variance, are met. The applicant should also submit at this time the declaration of posting when they oppose to present their case. Proponents and opponents will be allowed 3 minutes each to speak, and the applicant and or property owner will be allowed 3 minutes of rebuttal if there's been public comment in opposition to their project. During the hearing, I may ask questions of the applicant and or members of the public, and at the end of the item, I may close the public hearing, may continue the item, may grant or deny the variance, or may take the matter under advisement. There are these 2 items on the consent calendar today. We'll be adding one more, and I'll mention that shortly, but items on the consent calendar are matters considered routine by the zoning administrator, and if anyone would like to speak on one of these items, please let us know and step forward. We will take it off the calendar then, off the consent calendar, and we'll have a full public hearing on it. There'll be a general public comment hearing period at the end of the calendar for items that are not on the agenda. And briefly, the criteria for justifying the variance, these are the 5 findings, all of which must be met in order to grant the variance. Section 305C of the Planning Code establishes these 5 findings. Finding number 1 is that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class district. Finding number 2, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the planning code would result in practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding number 3, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding number 4, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or material injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. Finding number 5, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the planning code and will not adversely affect the general plan. No decision is final until a decision letter is issued. Due to the overwhelming number of variance cases and other staff work, decision letters may take up to 2 months to complete from the date of the hearing. If you wish to receive a copy of the decision letter, please sign in on the far wall. There's sign-in sheets. Give us your name and address, and we'll send you a copy of the decision letter. Once the decision letter is issued, there's a 10-day appeal window to the Board of Appeals. This is, you can contact the Board of Appeals with more information about that process. Other general issues, you know, private conversations are encouraged in terms of a property owner and talking with a neighbor, but they can be disruptive to the process, so we would ask you to please go outside the hearing room and have a conversation. And so with that, we can move on to the consent calendar.
There are 2 items that we are going to discuss under consent calendar. First item would be case number 2011.0425V, 237 to 239 Minerva Street, rear yard variance sought. And also we are moving item number 6, case number 2011.0299V, 281 Douglas Street, rear yard variance sought.
So does anyone have any public comment on either of these items? If not, we would then close the public hearings and grant the requested variances. And then those two items are 237 and 239 Minerva Street, and we've just added item number 6, 281 Douglas Street. So seeing none, public hearing on both those items are closed and both be granted subject to standard conditions. And we will also be continuing one item, the way noticing issue, and that is going to be item number 5, 2011.0237, which is 435 DeBose Avenue. Unfortunately, we just discovered an error in the notification and we continue to next month's hearing, June 22nd. I understand there's at least one member of the public here that came for this item, and I'd like to give you time to speak since you did show up at the properly notice hearing date. So if you'd like to step forward and state your comments about the case.
Yeah, my name is Wayne Koo.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
I'm going to live in the dirty belt. The only thing I'm concerned about the 4 feet for the rear yard. So close to my property, so they're adding a staircase. So I'm concerned that why can't they move the stair somewhere?
Okay.
Because that unit, that the building is vacant 20 years. Sure, now they convert to 6 unit. There's only 4 feet left from the rear yard to my wall and the staircase on my backyard too.
Okay.
So my concern, you know, the stairway, that's all.
Okay, appreciate your concerns. And have you spoken with the project sponsor about your concerns yet?
No, I haven't.
So the project sponsor is in the room, and so sitting in the front row here in the corner. And so I think after we continue this item, as I said, it'll be on the June 22nd hearing, and no decision will be made until that hearing. But I suggest that you two can discuss the matter and maybe explain the project and maybe help to come to some resolution.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. And so, as it will the project sponsor like to say anything? Okay. So we'll continue this item today, June 22nd.
Okay. Moving to item number 2. Now we will start with our regular calendar. Item number 2, 2011.0002V, 1366 Hayes Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here, please? Please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes.
The first element is that there's an exceptional or extraordinary experiences, circumstances surrounding the property. I think that because of the way the buildings are constructed around common backyards, the wind that comes into that area is extremely substantial. And in order to be able to enjoy the backyard, we need some sort of structure in the back to shelter from both wind and sun. The next one is the literal enforcements of the job. Again, because there's no buildings around this structure, shade structure, it's out in the middle of nowhere. So to have things that are in 3 feet doesn't really apply to this particular area. And again, the reason we have the shade structure is for enjoyment of the backyard because the wind is so strong. That's really the only way that we would be able to go out there. There are no issues with public welfare. There's no neighbors that have an issue with how it looks, where it is. In fact, they're very supportive of the changes that have happened in the backyard. And of course, it's very much in harmony with the surrounding backyards and the surrounding structures.
Thank you. It's my understanding that you originally obtained a permit for a permitted obstruction, which would be allowed no more than 100 square feet within the required rear yard, but the scope of the permit was exceeded. How did that happen?
It's completely my fault. I delegated this to people who I thought were professionals and were taking the direction that I was given, and they weren't. And so what I'm doing now is stepping in and making it right.
So this won't happen again?
This is my first ever project, so I now understand.
Excellent. And Can you describe a little bit the mid-block, because it seems that there's not a very strong pattern of mid-block open space. In fact, the adjacent property extends to the rear property line.
Well, actually, I think that that's why the issue of the wind is so strong. I have a brick wall that is, you know, from 1908 that's right next to my property. And then from there, there's backyard, 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 backyard. So that's the only wall that is adjacent.
And so that's caused adverse wind impacts in the
exactly.
Backyard. Okay, thank you.
Do you need the picture that shows that the...
Yes.
Yeah.
So is there any public comment on this item, like 1366 Hayes Street? Seeing none, I'd close the public hearing on this item, and I would like to take the matter under advisement. I know Section 311 notification is pending, or a building permit will be submitted shortly. Is that?
No, it's not my understanding.
So has any building permit been submitted yet?
Yes. The building permit was submitted, and I have a violation of the building permit. The three items, one is a firewall, which I have no problem putting in, and then there's a railing on the stairs, which of course I have no problem putting in. So this is the area that...
And there's a notification requirement for the building permit, it's my understanding, the 30-day Section 311 notice. So taking matter under advisement, and we'll review the plans, but notice that letter would be issued until any required other notification is performed.
Sorry, one more time. I don't understand.
That's all right. So we wouldn't issue the decision letter until any other required notifications have been performed. So I believe that there's a building permit notification that's required for this. I'm inclined to grant the variance, but I would want to wait until any further public notification has been completed prior to issuing the actual decision letter itself.
I don't understand what other public notification is.
Well, you could call to the planner after the hearing, but it's my understanding that there was a Section 311 notification required, probably from the firewall that's
got
being
it.
Installed.
Right.
So that takes us more than 10 feet behind the firewall?
The firewall, no, it's 5 feet.
We'll confirm that later, but I'm pretty sure that there is a separate notice required, but it is my intention to grant the variance.
Right, and I'll check with the building department.
Yeah, and then planning department too. So talk to Sharon and Mr. Shackler.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So that public hearing is closed, and we can move on to the next item.
Item number 3, case number 2011-0262V, 1547 to 1551 Franklin Street. Rear yard usable open space parking variances sought. Is the sponsor of this project here, please? You have 5 minutes, sir.
Hi, I'm Mark Oyon with Oyon and Shaw Architects. So basically, we're trying to increase the life safety on a three-story apartment building that was built in 1905 to protect the property of the owner and also the surrounding properties. It requires significant excavation because there's no access to the foundation. So in order for the owner to offset the cost of this, the idea is to create a rentable apartment within the space. Unfortunately, it's an existing historic building, and so we can't meet the rear yard requirements or the open space requirements. The open space on the property is 384 square feet, so that's about 16 square feet less than what would be required for a common shared open space requirement. So I think that just in summary, it's going to be beneficial to the neighborhood and to the owner and all of the owner.
My name is...
Could you please use the middle mic?
That's not a real mic.
Thank you, sir. No, that's off.
My name is Alvin Huey. I'm the property owner of the subject property. And I've lived there since 1988. That's right. I became the owner in 2003. I've lived in San Francisco all my life. In fact, I was born here. The reason why I'm seeking this project is because I'm definitely concerned about the foundation. It was built in 1905, And if you just hit the wall, you can see it crumbling, and people say it's because it, instead of using regular water, they use seawater back in those days. And I've talked to my neighbor, the person that owns the building next door. It's a twin Edwardian style type of footprint there. And Dr. Charles Nipp, who's the owner, is definitely in favor of the project. And I can supply a letter of confirmation on that if that's needed. And I would appreciate your time and attention to this. Thank you.
Thank you. And it's my understanding you've also requested a waiver of the parking requirement under 161J, because you will not be able to add a parking space. And you've reviewed that and found that you comply with the criteria, so you're not required to provide an additional parking space. Also, yeah, it, even though it's kind of excavated and it's low down, it's still quite a substantial size unit. I think you've done a good job of designing this unit. I guess you can just have a block and see these infill projects as small units, which may not be most habitable, most desirable units, but we view this as a desirable unit. So, and you have your design there, very good at fitting it in. So I think I don't have any further questions, but I'll see if there is any public comment. Is there any public comment on this item, 1547 to 1551 Franklin Street? Seeing none, close the public hearing on this item and would grant the requested variances subject to standard conditions.
Sir, do you have your posting?
Yes.
Moving to item number four, case number 2011.0076V, 252 Orizaba Avenue, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here, please? 252 Orizaba?
So let's hold the item.
Okay, we'll move to item number, we're skipping number five because that will be moved to next month's hearing. And also number six because that was already granted under consent. So item number seven. Item number seven, case number 2011.0274V. 3938 17th Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here, please?
Yes, I am.
You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. This variance is being sought to codify an existing condition where the existing house is already at the dimensions that were requested for the variance for the rear yard. So it's just basically codifying the existing conditions to remodel the house. There are no issues with life safety. Public health and safety is not an issue. Again, it's an existing condition. We're going to remodel the house, and we're just seeking to be able to remodel the house at the same dimension for the back area.
So, on the initial plans, there's been a deck. Is that correct? There's been a deck on the initial set plans.
We're putting there's an existing deck off the back of the house to get down to the rear yard. And we're going to replace that, obviously. And the planner, Tom Wang, asked if we would reduce the dimensions that are shown on the plans down to 3 feet, which is that we're amenable.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Do you have your posting?
Yes.
Thank you. And the picture? The picture?
I'm going to have to send it to you.
You can send it back to
the staff. Email it to the staff planner as well.
Send it to Tom.
To Tom. Yes.
Okay.
Is there any public comment on this item? Then we're on item number 7, 3938 17th Street. So, same time, we close the public hearing on this item. It's my understanding that the Section 311 notification expires on June 10th. So, it would take the matter under advisement, be inclined to grant it, but would hold off on any final decision until the Section 311 has expired. So.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving to item number 8, case number 2011.0236V, 97 Miguel Street, also known as 192 to 196 Laidley Street. Rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here?
Sure.
You have 5 minutes, sir.
Hi, I'm Rick with Solstice Construction, and this is Beth, who's one of the property owners. To be kind of cut the long story short, it's an existing two-car garage. It is basically in poor structural condition. It needs to be rebuilt, and that's basically what we're proposing to do. It's already in existing. It's an irregular-shaped lot. That's pretty much it. Nothing bad, anything?
Okay, we're seeking a variance to...
Could you please approach the mic?
I apologize. We're seeking a variance to extend the size of the garage into the rear yard by 2 feet. So it's into our property.
So it's a very minor addition. It's a rehabilitation and expansion of the existing non-compliant garage at the rear. You're adding some storage space. That's the nice expansion. And it's my understanding that there's been... There's one comment from a member of the public who actually asked that you put more parking in. That's not required under the code, obviously, but...
If we could, we would. There's not enough room.
So that maybe I was the one comment that you received. But thank you. And is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. And I think 311 notification just expired on May 23rd. No discretionary review requests were filed. And we'd be inclined to...
Thank you so much.
Before we move to the next item, I'd like to go back to item number 4, case number 2011.0076V, 252 Orizaba Avenue. Is the sponsor here, please?
So this item had been on the March calendar, and the project sponsor was a no-show at that calendar
yes.
as well. So we'll call the item and... At this point in time, would decline their variance.
Okay. All right. We'll move to item number 9. Item number 9, case number 2010.1133V, 352 Richland Avenue, off-street parking variance sought. You have 5 minutes, sir.
So this is an expansion to an existing single-family residence. Uniquely situated on the property, the house is set back, and the front yard is an established front yard situation with a large Japanese maple. It's got a driveway going down into a basement level parking space, so it's a fairly unique condition with the neighborhood where you typically have a garage at the street level and then you walk up to the house. We're not increasing the intensity of use of the property, we're not adding a unit, we're just basically adding a couple of bedrooms and building out the attic space. So to meet the parking requirements, would basically be impossible to do the construction of the site.
Is there any public comment on this item? I understand the RDT had made some comments, residential design team had made some comments requesting a notch at the rear.
Right.
And have you revised the plans to reflect those?
We will. Before the 311 goes out.
Okay, thank you. So close the public hearing on the item and be inclined to grant the requested variance subject to standard conditions and also a condition that the residential design team comments be applied.
Okay.
Moving to item number 10, case number 2010.0731V, 3801 Jackson Street, rear yard and non-compliant structure, variances sought. Sponsor for this project, please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm Ruby Jones, and I work at the Lumsden Architects, who is the sponsor of this project at 3801 Cherry. We are seeking a variance for the rear yard. And Michael, this does that work?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So the lot itself is on the corner of Jackson Street and Cherry. It's a corner lot and it has an irregular shaped rear property line. The existing building right now does extend into the rear yard in the back,
And the area of the variance that we're seeking is just for the second floor, an extension in the back corner of this area, which is approximately 10 square feet. The project itself, since it has this irregular shaped lot here, can be seen from the Jackson Street, which makes this a little bit of an odd condition from the rest of the lots that we would have on the street. We also have a precedent in the neighborhood of, because of these irregular shaped lots, of other buildings that extend into the rear lot line, as, into the rear yard as well. We are, if I could show you, this is a photo seen from Jackson Street into the rear yard area, and what we are seeking a variance for is a small portion right here in this area, which will not extend to the property line. It will be set back 3 feet 6 from the adjacent property line, still maintaining.
That's a cantilever deck right now, right, that you'll be infilling?
We will infill underneath. The deck is a solid area underneath there.
Because that portion will also require the variance as well.
The area that is underneath the infill will still remain an outdoor area.
So I thought that the ground floor was going to extend to...
Yes, but not for the variance area. So it's part of our 311. The ground floor area, as you see here, this area here of the infill, the deck, will remain an outdoor area so that they can keep their dog in, so it'll be out of the rain.
Right, but can you go back to the site plan?
Sure.
So you're going to be extending at the ground level to the side property line, correct?
At the ground level, we will make that deck an actual terrace. That will be solid, correct?
So, because the ground, you have the floor plan, because there's natural expansion of the building envelope at the ground floor, I thought. Such the plans that I have show the highlighted area requiring variance as both the first and the second level.
Okay. So,
yes, I think you can just zoom in on
Okay, help me with this here. Okay, so this part right here. This is the ground floor proposed. So the area in the rear yard is underneath.
It's an open vestibule.
But yes, it's an open vestibule.
Okay, but it still doesn't comply with any of the permitted instructions under 136. So we would call that
as part of the variance
as well. So for that ground level.
Okay.
It's a very small. I mean, it's
very small.
9 or 10 square feet, maybe. But I just want to make it clear that that is
okay.
Well said, if one of the neighbors is here, and I want to make sure you have clarity on
absolutely, exactly what
this project is. So the ground floor will extend to the side of the property line, and then as you can see here, the second floor will be set back.
And the second floor will be set back the 3 feet 6 inches, and the area that is in the variance is this area here, which is less than 10 to about 10 square feet. Okay, so this area actually extends out what would be a breakfast room adjacent to the kitchen, where currently the wall is back set back. So that's the extension that we're asking for.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Do you have any questions or have any concerns, or want to make sure that your understanding of the project is accurate?
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Hi, my name is C.J. Higley. Excuse me, I'm an attorney at Cobbins, Patch, Duffy, and Dats. I don't think we have any questions. We have had a considerable amount of discussion with Deschutes architect, and we're initially uncomfortable with the plans as initially proposed, but have worked with the neighbors and their architect to reach a place of peaceful coexistence.
Okay, so, great.
Appreciate that.
Does the project sponsor have anything further to add?
Do you have nothing to add about that?
No, I just think that, you know, through all the negotiations, we've come to a place where we're comfortable with.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the fact that both members were able to work together, come to a compromise. It's unfortunately not something that we see enough in the city, but I appreciate the efforts that you have made, and glad that there is some peaceful coexistence here. It is a relatively minor variance request. We're talking in the order of 10 square feet or so. And it is a shallower than normal lot at 75 feet. Plus it has the angled rear yard. There's a pattern of extension into the rear yard, so I think it is modest and would warrant granting of the variance. So at this point would be close the public hearing and be inclined to grant the requested variance. And if there are any further questions from any of the parties, please contact the staff planner. Thank you.
Moving to item number 11, case number 2011.0244V, 471 to 477 Fulton Street, rear yard and exposure variances sought. The sponsor of the project, please. For the sponsor for 471 to 477 Fulton Street, are they here?
Hold this side over.
Okay, let's move to item 12. Item 12, case number 2011.0225V, 845 Marina Boulevard, rear yard and non-compliant structure, variances sought. Are you the sponsor, ma'am?
I'm here with my architect, not yet, or is my escalator. Is it 845 Marina Boulevard?
Or? Yeah.
You can still
Well, we can.
Wait,
hold the item over. There's not.
Yeah, don't many items left.
Okay. All right. Then we'll move to item number 13. Item number 13, case number 2011.0251V, 780 to 784 Green Street, rear yard and non-compliant structure, variances sought. Is the sponsor of this project here? Please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Okay. This project is to bring in compliance a rear stair, presently a winder, and this required for exiting of a three-unit building. This project will increase life safety and the ease of exiting of this three-unit building. There is no way A occupant can rapidly exit this stairway. It's an antiquated design, susceptible to rot, and well below current code. I understand there may be some obstruction to the views from a neighbor. My understanding is views are not protected under the San Francisco code, and I believe these windows are on property line walls, which are, I guess, not per code either. This new stair design makes it much easier for tenants to access and enjoy the outdoor space of the rear yard as well. Thank you.
Thank you. It's my understanding that the stairs are designed to the minimum code requirements, and this is the minimum that you can do in order to have a safe means of egress into the building code.
Right. I went down, I was asked that by the zoning administrator, and I went down to DBI and talked to a couple people there, and they actually caught that I needed one more stair, one more riser, but we can tuck that in. I don't know if you care, but there's a place to tuck one more stair in, and that pretty much keeps it a minimum.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item?
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Mr. Sedges, my name is Terry Ponsberg. I reside at 778 Green Street, which is the building immediately to the east of really a question. I've lived there for 30 years. I moved in when the neighborhood was occupied by people who had grown up there and lived there and were in their 80s at the time. In fact, the guy on the corner, grandfather, reported me, had built all the buildings on that side of Green Street. All of those people took great pride in their buildings, in their yards. The buildings were repainted repeatedly. They had tenants in their buildings who had been there for years also. Over the years, all of them died. And the building immediately to the west, that is the subject building, has really gone into disrepair, quite frankly. We have non-owner occupied. The people that occupy the building are young people who are on short-term leases or rent agreements. They do not take care of the property. The backyard, for access to the backyard, the backyard's fixed up once every 3 or 4 years when the grass gets so high that nobody can walk down there. So, you know, this deal about them wanting to have access to the backyard, I have a hard time believing. The building hasn't been painted in the 30 years I've been there. They talk about rot. I think they replaced a couple of the stairs there. We've repainted our building two or three times since I owned a piece of it. We have exactly the same kind of stairs on the back of our units, which virtually everyone on the block has. We've replaced those. I don't believe that this is really a question of safety or easy access in the backyard. I think it's a question of cost. I saw that there was a permit requested last year for $40,000. This is $10,000. And the problem with this is we have a picture window in the back of our unit that looks out from Tiburon all the way across Alcatraz and to Richmond, East Bay, and look over Coit Towers, St. Peter and St. Paul. I can see in their units, if I stick my nose back against the window, I guess, and look back there, they can't see in mine the way it's currently configured. However, if you allow this variance, if you look at what the design is, you'll see that there's a platform at each between each floor, and that's going to be what this is. Backyard's not going to be used. That's going to be a place for people to go out and drink and smoke. Just a couple seconds. While views may not be protected, I think they are built into the code because of the way the code's constructed. You have so much setbacks, so you can't look into each other's places. And to grant this variance is just going to allow things that aren't allowed by code. And I don't believe that the five things you're supposed to make a find of, there's not one that's been shown. I mean, there's no exceptional or extraordinary thing here. There's nothing that's different from anybody else in the neighborhood. I mean, this is the same building that's next door to each one of them. The thing is,
okay, cost. Sir, I think that's fine. I do have a couple questions. You made very clear your concerns about the maintenance of the property, and that's the thing we can ask the project sponsor about. But I want to get part of the matter at hand of the stair replacement. And, my understanding that this is required for life safety for means of egress in order to allow proper, adequate means of egress from the property. So that seems to be an overriding consideration.
I don't understand how it's any different than what's there now. I have exactly what they have.
This meets the current building code. And so it's my understanding that this is in need of repair and replacement, and the building department will only allow a stair that complies with the current code. We can review the matter further to make sure that there's no smaller stairs that can be allowed under building code. But barring that, it is a life safety issue for means of egress. And when did you do did you do repair or replacement of your stairs?
Repairs.
So that may also be different under the building code. So if they determine that it needs replacement, then you may need to meet current building code.
But there's no need for the variance. They can run that from east to west across this plate. They don't know what exactly what they want to do east and west. They just don't want to run it that way. They'd rather run it out in the in the yard.
And the window that you have, is that on the property line, or is that...
No, that is.
Do you have a photo of it?
No, I don't have a photo.
No, but it's, I think the property is also made. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
And public. Is there any other public comment on this item?
You also get 3 minutes, sir.
Okay. So, I'm Peter Gallagher. I live downstairs from the previous speaker tonight. So immediately to the east and 776 Green Street. And I want to go through the points that they have in their variance application, because they have the 5 points I spoke of earlier, 5 requirements that I don't believe they meet. And the first one, they say they have exceptional or extraordinary circumstances that do not generally apply. They have 3 points down there that a current staircase doesn't lend itself to a quick exit. And there's nothing to support that, that somehow a bigger staircase is faster than a small staircase. We have, as Terry just pointed out, we have exactly the same staircase. All the neighbors around have small staircases like that, nice and compact, they don't obscure anything else. And they're perfectly adequate for getting up and down to the backyard. And there's nothing to indicate that a bigger staircase is somehow faster. The second point they have is wood rot. Well, doubling the size of the staircase doesn't stop wood rot. And the third point they make is that our building extends further into the backyard than theirs does. They seem to be implying that we have a big staircase, and we don't. It's just the building. That's the way it was built 100 years ago. It's a larger building. And then on the second point, the second requirement, that the exceptional or extraordinary circumstances, that there's an unnecessary hardship if they're to keep it the way it currently is. They access the backyard currently. We access our backyard in a similar staircase. People have been doing that for 100 years since the building was built. So what's the hardship? And point number three, that it's necessary for a substantial property right. Again, they have the property right to have access to the backyard. They have the same as the neighbors. And the bigger staircase doesn't give them any better access to the backyard. It's just bigger. Now, the whole point about the bringing it up to code, you know, that's something that's not really brought up in the variance application here. There's nothing here about fire codes. If somehow there's a fire code that overrides all this planning code and variance requirements, I think we should have been given notice about that, because it sounds like this is something that, I mean, is there any point in having this hearing if the planning code is simply overridden by fire code? And if there is a fire code, it's not cited in this variance application. And as I said, logically, it doesn't seem to me that going down the bigger stairs is faster than going down small stairs. If it is, and it saves you 5 or 10 seconds getting out of the building, is that really worth, you know, trashing the neighbor's views? And I know they're supposed to have a property line, but trashing your neighbor's views. So that's it. And, you know, if we thought there was a serious safety issue with the current staircase that they have, we've got the same staircase. You know, we've got 2 small kids in our building. We would not put them in a situation where we thought there was a problem with getting out of the building. And again, you know, you could put in a metal fire escape if you thought fire was an issue. You could put in something else. And I'll leave it.
Thank you. Your window, again, is that on the property line or at the rear?
I believe it is on the property line. We have basically 3 windows along that side of the building. I guess they are on the property line. I think they're original. That's just the way it was built.
Is it an operable window?
It is. And my wife has photos. She's going to be talking also. She has photos of the view out that window. And it's really going to impact our, you know, our light, our privacy, our view, everything if they put this thing out. And our concern, as Terry said, is also that this bigger staircase introduces these large landing areas, which are just going to be places for people to hang out and, you know, smoke and drink and make noise and looking right in our
eyes. Okay, thank you. Okay. So, next speaker, please.
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
I'm Christy Gallagher. I live at 776 Green. And I wanted to say that we've spoken with lots of neighbors on our block. I have letters signed from 6 property owners and residents on our street in opposition to the project. I have verbal support of many more neighbors, and we're willing to go out and knock on more doors to get more support from our neighbors. I have some photographs that I'd like to submit that show our west-facing window.
Can you put those on the overhead, please?
You can see this is our west-facing window. That's the staircase that the neighbors currently have. They're basically moving it out approximately 8 feet. It'll completely block that window. That's my west-facing kitchen window. That's our source of natural sunlight every morning. It allows us to look out to see what's going on in our neighborhood. It's currently an open space, and that's all going to be eliminated. So point four in the application, that it's materially detrimental to the public, it sets a precedent that if people want to build decks or build out their back steps, they're allowed to do so by building a bigger structure, by injuring their neighbor's properties. It's a bad precedent to set. All the neighbors in the building have that exact staircase. If everybody starts building out, there's no more open space, there's no more backyards, everybody's blocking everybody's privacy. It also changes the original historic character and architecture of the building. It's materially injurious to our property because it blocks the sunlight that you can see that we have from the west. It blocks the view that we have. It eliminates the current open space that's enjoyed by all the neighbors surrounding on all sides. And for us personally, it invades our privacy. You can see that's my kitchen counter, that's my stove. If they build out, we have a small apartment, they can look into my kitchen, my dining table, and my sofa when I'm sitting in my living room. I have no privacy anymore in my own apartment. And we think that the purpose of the code is to preserve the character of the buildings and of the neighborhood. That was the master plan. If permitted, this variance changes the character of the building and also the neighborhood. It sets a dangerous precedent that others can build out and do the same. We'll have no open space left at all on our block if everybody wants to do this. It injures neighbors' properties. And we think that the code is there to prevent exactly projects like this. This is bad for our building. It's bad for the neighborhoods. We have the support of a dozen neighbors. We will go out and knock on more doors and get more support for neighbors. But we would like to see the code upheld, and we don't want to see the variance permitted for this project. It's really just bad for our neighborhood. I have two other photos if you'd like to see them there. This is the best picture, I think. This is another view. This is again out my kitchen window.
This is the same kitchen window? This is a different kitchen.
This is a laundry room window, but looking out.
It's a laundry room.
Right. Okay. We're not so worried about the laundry room view, so we don't go there that much. But and here's another picture of the staircase. This is from the kitchen window. So again, you can see 8 feet more, and people are staring in at me all day long. And again, the tenants who live there are nice. They are in their 20s. They do currently go out on the back steps, smoke cigarettes, drink, play loud music. If they're going to extend the back steps and then put decking in, that's an even, you know, it's an even better place for them to make their privacy.
Just wanted to note that the landings would be required under the code. It's not as if they are trying to build a deck there. That's the building code requirement. Thank you. Any other public comment on this item? And then we're at 780-784 Green Street. Seeing none, we would go to the project sponsor for rebuttal. Or?
You have 3 minutes this time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the same window she's talking about, but there, you can see some of the windows there on the property line, and they are operable. My owner has the right to build this stairs. Yes, there may be tenants, and yes, there could be other deferred maintenance on the building, but in general, the arguments of the opposition is basically the haves versus the have-nots. You can see, just a minute here, how far their building extends into the rear yard setback. That dashed line you see there is the rear yard setback that was established as of today. If these buildings, of course, were burned down, they wouldn't build this far back. But right now they have some extension in the rear yard setback. They have they have additional living area, and they have a stair. Yes, it's a winder. But we want to build this stair for the reasons we stated, And I don't see that their argument holds much weight when you see what they have and what we do not. And I guess that's
about it. So, good questions. Is the replacement required by the building department? Have they issued a notice of violation about the current stairs and said that they cannot be repaired, but that they need to be replaced?
I don't believe I can.
Is there any property owner?
No. He's going to punch
that. I'm a general contractor.
Okay. Do you have any information that helps answer this question? If you do, you can come forward and speak in the microphone. It would be great.
My specialty is in construction forensics and repairs. The damage exceeds 50% replacement, in which we then have to comply with the current building code to replace the stairs. Otherwise, if we're less than 50%, then we can build as is.
And do a repair to it, or?
To make repairs.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. So have you given consideration to other options as the neighbors had suggested a rotation of the stairs? If you could put a photo back of the rear yard, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
It's the stairs.
I could set these stairs this way, but then we're going to have a required firewall along this line, anything within 5 feet.
At that point, they would...
Right. There'd be a big old wall. There'd be less light to their windows. There'd be there would be no view. This is pretty... I mean, the landings... I don't know where their view is, but the landings should not obstruct the view too much. If we set the stair this way... pretty much going to have a firewall there, a solid wall.
And we would need to verify with the building department that at that point they may need to close their windows then and seal them because they are off the windows on the property line and therefore a fire hazard. Okay, thank you. So I do have some concerns about the project, as I think the neighbors have made good arguments about the extension to the rear yard. However, it seems to be very clear that's a life safety issue, and you know, in regards to whether or not 5 to 10 seconds makes a difference, it could make the difference in one's life, and I don't think that's an exaggeration. That said, I would like the project sponsor to still review the matter a little bit further with our department to make sure that there's no other way to have a less intrusive stair design, and would also like to confirm with the building inspection about the need for replacement of the stairs to supplement the testimony of the project sponsor's contractor. So we take the matter under advisement and would direct the project sponsor to work with staff to make sure that you know, this is indeed required and that this is the minimum required. If so, then we would grant the requested variance, and any decision letter would be appealable to the Board of Appeals, of course, and that would accept any of the interested neighbors can sign in and they would get a copy of any decision letter. And it might be good for the project sponsor also to discuss the matter further with the neighbors and kind of go through the possible scenarios, because I believe that a rotation may require actually loss of those windows. The property line windows are not protected. Operable windows are a fire hazard. Now, under the building code, property line windows, I believe, are only allowed if they are non-operable and fire rated. And I don't think that any of these windows meet that requirement. So they cannot be maintained. All properties, my understanding, under the building code requires to meet their own light and air and other needs from their own property, not from their neighbor's property. So with that, as I said, close the public hearing and request some additional information from the project sponsor. Sir, the hearing is closed, but do you have additional? Oh, yes, you can step forward and submit those. We'll have those for the record.
That item is the last item in the calendar. However, we would like to We would like to once again call out item number 11, case number 2011.0244V, 471-477 Fulton Street, rear yard and exposure variances sought. Is anybody a sponsor for this project in this room? Please approach the mic.
Anyone here at all to speak on that item? You are?
Oh. You're the neighbor, sir?
I live in the building.
You live in the building. Okay. Would you like to step
forward? Would you like? Yeah.
Since there's no one else here to speak on this item except for you, I believe. Okay. So if you'd just like to state your name and what you're...
We're giving you 3 minutes, sir.
My name is Jim DeLante. I live at 475 Fulton. I've been there for about 28 years. The owner of the building has a habit of filing for permits, canceling the permits, and going ahead and doing the work. There's been major work. There's an empty space in the back that was turned into a living unit with no permits. A store that was in the front facing the street was turned into an apartment with no plans or permits. And I don't think they should use the planning process to avoid having to get permits.
Thank you. I really appreciate your comments. Thank you for coming out. Is there anyone else here to speak on this item? This is on Fulton Street. Okay, with that...
How about item number 12, Mr. Zoning Administrator? 845 Marina Boulevard.
Oh, let's act on Fulton first. I'd like to close the public hearing on Fulton. And I did have serious concerns about the project before hearing from the concerns from the neighbor. I don't think that these are quality dwelling units that we want to promote for the city. And very disappointed that the project sponsor could not find time to come and argue for work that they did without permit illegally. And I think, creating illegal dwelling units, I believe that one or both of them are even occupied.
They're both occupied.
They're both occupied, which creates a health and safety hazard for those tenants, and it's completely unacceptable. So with that, we would decline the request of variances and would pursue further enforcement action on the property. Thank you for coming here. And so we can move on to...
Item number 12, case number 2011.0225V, 845 Marina Boulevard, rear yard and non-compliant structure variances sought.
They just went out in the hallway. I think the property owner, project sponsor just left out to the property architect. But yeah, you can get on that, great. So are people here for other items on the calendar or just Marina? So if you'd like to step forward, what item are you here for?
What property, ma'am?
2215
Arizona.
Oh, we called that earlier.
We called it earlier, and we had actually taken an action to deny it. There were no members of the public here.
Are you the sponsor?
I'm the property owner.
Oh, you're the property owner.
We went to the wrong locations.
Okay, well, we did actually close the public hearing and deny the application because no one was here. There were no members of the public here for that item, so I think we can reopen the hearing and allow you to have your time.
Okay.
Sorry that there was miscommunication remembered up the room, but I know this did happen in March where there was a no-show at the hearing there, and so we just assumed that there was no intent to pursue this.
We've been in the middle of changing contractors. That's how that happened. So,
okay.
I apologize for that.
Sorry, well, I think we can go straight to
your
item now.
Let me reopen that item. It's item number 4, case number 2011.0076B, 252 Orizaba Avenue, rear yard variance sought. You're the property owner?
Yes.
You have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, we would like to request a variance for rear property deck that we'd like to build from the second story out. Bigger than the normal space allotment due to my mother having health problems. This is my mother here who lives with me and needs that outside space in order to, for health purposes, we need to have that outdoor space. We don't have any outdoor space that she can access at this point. And so we started working with a contractor 6 months ago who put this bill together, and then unfortunately, that kind of came to a part of the ways prior, probably in March, early March, and that's why we were in a no-show in March for this property. So we're seeking to get an approval for that extension of the dimensions for that rear deck.
So I have a few questions. The deck is
relatively minor, it's about 7 feet high, fairly modest. The ground level is garage, but does it have any habitable rooms on the ground floor?
On the ground floor, we have a bedroom and a bathroom, and a two-plus garage, so a little bit bigger than a two-car garage.
And so the area of the work would be access from the dining room?
From the dining room.
So it would be a common area, whereas right now, in order to go use your outdoor open space, you have to go downstairs and through
the garage. Have to go downstairs garage. Through the garage and through a sliding door, correct.
But I appreciate your comments, and we'll just see if there's any public comment here on the side. I don't know, I think that there is, but any public comment for 252 or Izaba? Seeing none, we close the public hearing on the side, and then it's a substantial property, right? We'll be able to have access from the main living level to beautiful open space, something that they can easily enjoy rather than having to go down through a garage.
Okay.
So, appreciate it. Would grant the requested variance.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And the public hearing is closed, and we'll move to the final item now, which is
item number 12. The one that just came up, that we would. Again, item number 12, case number 2011.0225V, 845 Marina Boulevard. Is the sponsor here? Please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes.
My name is John Linder. I'm an architect for the client for 845 Marina Boulevard. The client came to us after having bought the house and lived in it for a year. They lived in the Marina District for quite a while, and this house came up as an opportunity for them to buy and then purchase the house. They have two children and a growing family. The house, as they moved in, they realized it's a three-bedroom house. They are planning another child, and they also have two sets of grandparents who like to come and visit their grandchildren because they're smaller children at this point. The house, with as it is, does not accommodate those needs. So we were asked as architects to try and figure out a way to deal with that situation. What ended up happening is we started looking at how do we provide a guest bedroom for the in-laws to come in, or the grandparents to come in, as well as a fourth bedroom for the new third child that they're planning. That led us to originally talk about the house here. This is Marina Boulevard along here. Oh, sorry. This is Marina Boulevard along here, and the front of the house is along here, and their property line is out here. And so we thought we'd look at this area, expanding the house here to accommodate the new needs. As we looked into that, we realized that we were faced with expanding into this area right here. This is the side of the house, the expansion. There's a specimen tree, there's a lot of vegetation. It's a very nice corner for the neighborhood in that situation. So we would be expanding here up to this house neighbor at that point. At that point, that didn't seem like such a great idea, and so we thought we would come back and look at this rear yard. It's 12 feet by 12 feet. It has a soft, a slab concrete floor, and it's basically a dead end because it has three stories on all three sides of the wall. We looked at that and engaged Gary Bell to look at the idea of could we apply for a variance to fill in that 12 foot by 12 foot square corner. If you look at this map right here, this is North Marina Boulevard is here, and you can see that this is the little corner, the rear yard we're talking about. The house here that we were expanding here out to this point goes all the way back here, three stories tall. The only situation that exists would be, clearly it's not part of this whole area, it's back here, so we applied for a variance to deal with those proposals. The idea is that on the other thing that we're trying to also accomplish as you can see here, is the existing garage is right here. We're expanding back here so that we can pull two cars into the house. Obviously, the husband works down the peninsula, and the wife is raising her two children and involved in the neighborhood. So having two-car garage, off-street car garage, would be very beneficial to them. It gives us the ability, if we can fill in this area, to expand the playroom and turn this area into a movable wall so that when the grandparents do come, we can turn this into a bedroom for them and they can use this one bathroom here. It seems like the most logical thing to do, because if we expand that area, we can provide that there. We can provide some storage on the second floor and the third floor, which is actually the floor with existing three bedrooms, would then become an area for the fourth bedroom accessible to parents and the children on the floor. Perhaps this is a good time to talk, have Jerry talk about the impact of planning issue related to filling in that rear yard. I'll look with the images for you.
We'll have 3 minutes, sir.
Hello, Zoning Administrator. My name is Gary Bell. I'd like to talk about three different issues for this property. So one exceptional circumstance in regard to this property that makes it different from all the other properties on the surrounding block is its unusual shape. All other properties on this block are rectangular, which means that they have a normal 25-foot wide rear yard, and in most cases at least 25-foot depth, and in some cases even larger than 25-foot. In our case, because of the irregular shape, we have 12 foot by 12 foot, which is essentially half of the size of everybody else. And what this means is that the rear yard is not usable in the same way that all the other rear yards are on this same block. And so this is an exceptional circumstance in this case. A second exceptional circumstance is that unlike the rear yards of all the other properties in the same neighborhood, this one never gets any direct sunlight. It's in a deep well surrounded by 35-foot walls on three sides. As a result, it's virtually unusable for outdoor living. It's unusable for gardening, and it's unusable for outdoor recreation in the way that all the other properties are. That all the other properties have access to. While the other properties have rear yards that are usable in one way or another, this one does not have a usable rear yard. And because it's not usable, the surface has been concreted over. It's like a no man's land. It's dark, disconnected to the mid-block, and it's out of character with all the other properties on the same block. So that's the second point. But the third point is its connection or relationship to the mid-block open space, in which I would say that owing to its squeezed position between the surrounding buildings and its awkward relation to the neighboring structures, this tiny concrete square is disconnected appendage. And it's not part of the mid-block open space. It's off to the side and it's disconnected. So while the other properties in the same neighborhood contribute to and enjoy their position in the mid-block pattern, this subject property's rear yard is neither contiguous with nor in relation to the mid-block open space. And so those are the three reasons we're requesting this variance.
I'd like to add one thing.
Sure.
If you look at this view of the front of the house.
Could you please move the mic closer to you so we can record you properly? Thank you.
Okay. This is a front view of the house, front photograph. The place that we had originally talked about that we could expand without a variance within the property would be this area on the side here. And as you can see, there's two specimen trees, there's a wall here with all of this landscaping and everything. And as we got into this, we began to feel that this is much more of a benefit to the neighborhood to preserve that area that's been there for a long time and would be more beneficial to the neighbors than a piece of 12-foot by 12-foot, 144 square foot concrete, as Gary says, no man's land in the back that no one can see.
Okay. Just questions. We made it clear your case for the expansion on the ground level to allow the additional parking and also to allow the flex space for additional guest room. The second story storage, I think it's hard to think of a justification for the variance for that. And then the third level is a bedroom. Have you reviewed that with the building department, whether or not that can actually be a bedroom under the building code?
When we started this process, we initially had a meeting with the building department. As you know, the code requirements for a second means of egress off of a third floor is a new requirement since the implication of the new code in January. When we talked to them about the impact on this project back in early March of this year, they were saying that the department was still trying to review their idea of how to answer that from the point of view of a local equivalency, the fact that we're changing all this stuff. They said when you get through planning department and if they grant a variance and this becomes a reality, come in for a pre-app meeting, we'll figure out the strategies. Strategies would be ultimately, would we be allowed to do it since the existing house had, it was legally available for only one exit there because it was built before the new code, and since we're adding so few little space, may be granted. The next fallback position is to sprinkle in the additional space only to meet the code as an exception in the code, the current code for sprinklers. The third thing would be to either reconfigure the design in such a way that we would allow that. There is a possibility that we could actually go down from that stair down a 3-foot wide stair and go through that storage area on the second floor, come down to the main level, that flex space on the ground level, and come out on the side I was explaining as our first option. We've already worked that out as three possible scenarios.
So then that would be a fire-rated corridor from the new bedroom. But would it still be a bedroom, or is my understanding that it would, there was an issue with it maybe being considered habitable space, but there's still an issue with it being considered a bedroom that may not under any circumstances.
Well, that's why we were going to go have a pre-app meeting with them, work out a solution to that problem. And there were a number of options that we could pursue, but we assumed that, okay, let's pursue this, and if we're granted the variance, we'll be able to figure out a solution that does not change the outside configuration of whatever the variance would be, because it all would be internal to what we have.
Okay. All right, thank you. Is there any public comment on this item?
The property owner would like to speak.
They can speak under public comment. I mean, right. It's up to the public what order people would like to go in.
Go ahead, sir. Please approach the mic. You have 3 minutes, sir.
Good morning. My name is John Syrian, and I own and reside at 839 Marina Boulevard. I'm eastward, direct neighbor of the proposed project. I have lived in my house since 1983, 28 years. The present neighbors are the fourth or the fifth neighbor in the same house during the past 28 years that I've been here. I've always enjoyed my deck and my garden for its privacy and its serenity. My mother, who lives with me, always has enjoyed the privacy and the view of the neighbors' gardens and the openness of the space. When the Vanes, the present neighbor, showed me the plans of their built proposal, I was shocked to see the proposed project and wondered how it is possible that someone could infill their already non-conforming rear yard. After some research, I understand that a variance needs to establish that there should be extraordinary circumstances and hardship. None of these exist in this case. The record shows 3,766 square feet of building area, 8 rooms, 4 bedrooms, and 3 bathrooms, which is not a small house. The existing property is already bigger than most adjacent properties. It is the property with the smallest and already non-conforming rear yard, and granting the variance would make it the only property without a rear yard. I do not like to complain, and I was conflicted about opposing this variance, especially that they are my immediate neighbors and we will be living together. But after researching and seeking advice, I understand that this proposed variance is completely out of line. It will impact on the openness and sunlight and the privacy we enjoy in my backyard. Granting the variance would not be in harmony with the general purpose or intent of the planning code. I urge you to deny this variance. Thank you for listening and taking the right decision.
Thank you, and I appreciate you coming out to speak your opinion on the matter. And I know that no matter what happens here, I think that there will still be a good relationship. I hope there will still be a good relationship between all parties. And ultimately, it'll make it clear that it's not your decision here, it's the department's decision. If anyone's to blame, it's the planning department and the zoning administrator. But I do have one question, and I share your concerns. Would you be amenable to if they were to only have an addition on the ground floor, and if they were to have no deck above that they were just to have the ground floor addition to allow the expansion of the garage and the guest room, but that was only at the ground level only, if I was wondering what your opinion would be on that?
Well, I have not thought about those details at this stage, but I would like my architect also to
have sure. That's 3 minutes to speak.
Yeah, thank you.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. My name is Fabian Lenoy. That's LANNOYD with Nova Designs Builds. We did a remodel for John Mysterian a few years ago, and he came and asked us our opinion about the variance. And we went over the things and kind of took a quick look at the plans. And I think it's obvious that the hardship this project has was self-inflicted. Is the house is a very big house. It's the biggest house in the within all the adjacent neighbors. It's got the biggest square footage. The lot is not an out-of-line size for the adjacent lot. Mr. Mysterian's lot, for example, is much smaller. And
sorry to interrupt, but do you have the square footage for both your client's lot and
yes,
your neighbor's lot? We won't count this time.
So the Mr. Mysterian's lot is 1,855 square foot lot. And it's got a 2,348 square foot house. The next neighbor, which I'm not sure exactly what the address is, on Marina Boulevard, is 2,391 square foot lot for a 2,420 square foot house. The first house on 9th Street is a 2,861 square foot lot for 3,172 square foot house.
Do you have the lot size of the subject property? I can ask the permit holder.
Which one did?
Of the subject house. Of the,
yeah, it's the lot is 2,387 square foot, and the house is 3,766 square foot.
Thank you, and so I want to count that time against you, and you can keep me on.
Okay. So, you know, it's a self-inflicted hardship. The house is oversized for the lot and is already encroaching into the existing, into the required rear yard, which already affects our kind. And infilling the light well would reduce any kind of late afternoon sunlight that gets into his yard. And also putting the windows on the property line would disrupt his privacy into his yard. They've got windows proposed on the ground floor, looking directly into the yard. They've got windows on the proposed non-conforming bedroom on the top floor, looking directly into his yard. And I took a quick look at the plans, and on a 3,766 square foot house, there's plenty of room to add bedrooms. I understand that bedrooms is their need. So, I think on the ground floor, they could easily add a bathroom and two bedrooms. On the second floor, adding a storage really is unjustified in this case.
And give you additional 30 seconds.
And and on the third floor, they could, one of the bedroom, the two bedrooms, secondary bedrooms are pretty big, and all that could be remodeled into three bedrooms and a bathroom and a powder room without having to encroach into the yard. And all those bedrooms, it would be four bedroom on the top floor, and all those bedrooms are decent sizes, so 30 foot by 11 or so. Those are pretty generous bedrooms. So we really don't see any reason to support this project. I think things could be done better and over the counter, as far as I can tell, by keep stains within the envelope.
Thank you, I appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
Any other members of the public, the property owner would like to speak?
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Hi, I have to revise all my statements after anything I've heard. Just to comment quickly on the architect, I mean, what he's proposing is completely to take our house to the studs and remodel everything, because we'll have to break every wall and every ceiling inside of our house to accommodate it.
Sorry, speak
okay, but I'm just going to quickly go through the reasons why my family would like, you know, to have a more square footage. The option that we have at hand, and then impact on the neighbors and, you know, the overall, you know, street. So the reasons are, you know, very obviously we live in San Francisco, we love the city, we want to continue living in the city, we've been in the city for a long time. You know, we have two beautiful kids, we have two boys, 6-year-old, 2-year-old, and we would love to have more children, hopefully, you know, two girls. You know, it's a dream of mine and my husband to have more children, to have a big family, and, you know, we definitely hope and pray that, you know, we'll have enough space to accommodate that need. The guest room, of course, would be really, really nice to have, because we have extended family, we have grandparents on both sides that would love to come and visit and extended visits to help out and to have spend more time with the grandkids. Also, the parking space is an issue, because we have two cars, we have one parking spot, and we end up parking our car right in front of our garage, which blocks the street. And increasing the space and adding another parking spot will, you know, eliminate the need to park our car on the driveway. So the options, and my architect already discussed that, we have a front yard that is used as a front yard, and the front and the side yard. It's pretty big, it's full of vegetation, it's beautiful. We use it as a backyard, and it's not only for us, I think overall for the neighborhood, it's pretty open space. And it's enjoyed not only by our family, but by, you know, all the public on the side of Marina Boulevard and on Palace of Finance. So we'd really hate to, you know, impose in that area. So the second option is the infill of the rear yard, which is unusable. It's 4 feet cemented rear area. It has no vegetation. It never gets any sun. It's blocked by three-story high walls. And I mean, it receives absolutely no sun, that's why we have no vegetation. We never come out there. There's no impact on the mid block of open space, because we're not part of it. We are merely a small appendage next to it, so it will not impact negatively, you know, any of the neighbors around. Negative impact, I mean, there's always some, but again, we have two immediate neighbors. One neighbor, I mean, they don't even have a single window facing our rear yard, so that's not an issue. Again, viewing the rear yard, we're not at any additional height to our already existing three-story high wall along the rear yard. So, therefore, our hearing should not have any impact on the neighbor next to us. Again, sunlight is not an issue either. Anyway, we really hope that you guys will, you know, will see that it has a positive effect on the community. I think we'll also work planning to remodel the facade and make it, you know, prettier and beautiful.
So, questions, as I mentioned earlier, was there any possibility that you would consider just the ground floor addition only to allow expansion of the garage?
Yeah, I'm actually very glad you asked, because I reached out to our neighbor myriads of times. I mean, I can provide a stack of emails that I send them to ask to have some kind of dialogue. I have a lot of proposals to put a, you know, vegetation on the wall, to do the mirror design, to make him choose the paint or the embellishment on the house, to kind of have an extenuation of his house. I even went as far as saying that we you know, as we're doing our facade, we're repainting his entire house.
But would you be willing to reduce the addition of, no addition of the second and third level and only have the ground
floor? I mean, that's kind of tough because it kind of defeats the purpose. Yes, the only good thing is going to come out of it is we'll be able to add another garage, you know, another parking spot. But it does nothing for the fact that, you know, we want to have more children, we have a big family. Yes, our house is, you know, it's maybe bigger than our neighbors. But again, my neighbor has, it's him and his mother. We have, you know, we have two kids, we have grandparents. I mean, we have more, you know, we just have more people.
I definitely, yeah.
We have a young family, kind of, you know, almost grow. And it's hard to compare.
And my concern is, you know, that you've pointed out that your rear yard is largely not usable given the access of light to it.
Right.
But I fear that the addition that you're proposing would kind of just transfer any deficiencies from your rear yard to your neighbor's rear yard.
But it's already there. I mean, it's...
But your building extending out to the property line, I think it would have a negative impact. But I appreciate your comments and you know, understand that this is trying to balance many competing concerns. But thank you.
Thank you.
And so, and probably sponsor, if you know, would like to have a three-minute
rebuttal
as well, that would be fine.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. With your proposal of only on the ground floor, I think it would only accomplish half of their goals. I think we've tried to figure out all kinds of options to negotiate something with the neighbor, and as she ran into saying that she's had real difficulty trying to engage him. I think, however, we could accomplish her goal if we could expand the ground floor to pretty much as the plan is, and perhaps on the second floor, step back from the property line few feet to the point where we could have a window that's small enough for a bedroom and insert that bedroom on the second floor only and encroach into the bedroom that's adjacent to it after we've stepped back from the property line. So we're kind of going from the neighbor's property line on the first line, stepping back on the second floor, and not having a third floor. I think that would be a fair compromise where we could accomplish her goals. We could step back and relieve the kind of impact on the neighbor's rear yard, and it would obviously solve that second means of egress we were talking about, that now we're only two stories high and would not need a third means of egress. I guess I would propose that as a fair compromise, from that point of view. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So with that, we'll close the public hearing on the item, and as I said before, I do have serious concerns about the project. I don't think that the current project needs solved with the prior by finding. So there's definitely issues here with the shape of the lot, as been pointed out by the architect for the neighbor. This is not a substandard lot size. It's 2,300 square feet. It's actually a code complying lot. This is a corner lot. So it's not substantial for the block either. And the size of the building is already large. Unfortunately, it's not large enough to meet the property owner's demands for it. But I don't think that the current project can be supported. I don't think that there can be an addition after second or third level. I think there might be some possibility for an expansion at the ground level and maybe not even the full proposal as they have here, but to cut it back and maybe some way to allow expansion of the garage and the addition of another bedroom to the ground floor. So with that, I just ask the project sponsor if like to step forward, because I think, you know, we have two options here. If you'd like to either continue working with the department and with the neighbors on some design that would be only a modest expansion of the ground level into the rear yard, really just to accommodate at a minimum a bedroom and a additional parking space. And that's something that I couldn't guarantee would be granted, but I would want to see that proposal first before making a decision. Or we could basically deny the application outright. The matter could be appealed to the Board of Appeals. So, if you would like to continue working with the department or if you'd like to simply have the application denied, but I can't support the current application. So, would you like to continue working with the neighbors or working with the department? Okay, so I see the property sponsor and the property owner nodding. But see you nodding, I said that in the record, so you want to continue working with the neighbors. And would request that you do so. Close the public hearing on the item. As I stated, inclined to deny the current proposal, would want.
Scott, I'd like to just add to that. We would like the neighbors to work with us. We've reached out to them multiple times. They haven't responded whatsoever. So please, as a condition of approval of this round, that it is an open negotiation between the two neighbors, please, and then working with the department.
Well, I can't require the neighbors to participate. If you can step forward and ask if you'd be willing to participate in discussions and understanding that what we're asking for is nothing at the second or third level, but a modest expansion at the ground level, if that's something that you would be willing to work with the neighbors on.
I would like to see what the project is, and I would not like to be presented as if I'm not the cooperating type.
Okay.
I'm cooperating, and you know, somebody's empty space does not necessarily imply that somebody else's unimportant place. That space for my neighbor might be a closed space for them, but it is an important thing for me. So it should be both sides. It should be both ways. The cooperation should come from both sides.
Well, hopefully there can be a meeting. It sounds like you're willing to meet see a revised plan. I'm trying to make it very clear that the revised plan should be no more than a minor expansion of the ground floor, only to accommodate perhaps an additional bedroom and parking. And we'd want to see plans before we would, I'm not conditioning an approval on that, I'm just saying we want to see revised plans before we make a final decision. So, with that, I'm taking the matter under advisement in that direction to all parties and look forward to revised plans in the coming weeks and make a final decision at that point.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that is the final item. So, the May 25th variance calendar is now closed. We have a general public comment item for those items which were not on the calendar. See some people who didn't speak. I don't know if you're here for an item that wasn't called or.
What's for the property,
I'm,
sir?
I'm the property owner at 281 Douglas. I'm just curious if.
Oh, that's the one we
had. That was moved to consent calendar and was granted, sir.
Yeah, so it was granted. Any other, are you here for the case or?
Okay.
So with that, the item is closed, the hearing is closed, and we'll adjourn again on June
22nd.
Thank you.